Hey, good morning, everyone. This is Tobin Slavin with the Stop Marketing Now. Yeah, I said that. Stop your marketing right now and do this instead podcast. And this is actually part two of a five-part series that I've been putting together for folks. If you listen to our last one, part one, you know I had told a really neat story about limitations, breaking through those limitations, and we talked about Roger Bannister and the 4-minute mile and what happened after he broke that barrier. And then today I'm actually sharing a specific example of what this looks like in the business world with two clients that I've been working with. So I'm really excited to share this. It's, I think, a pretty cool story. So buckle in, listen to this, and see what I have to share with you. So the story starts with, I want to tell you the story about two clients named Scott and Stephanie. So Scott and Stephanie, I'm really thrilled to work with them because they do something that is so cool. They are Instagram influencers. Okay, they both work in the foodie space. He does barbecuing and grilling. You can see him at grilling. Grilling Fools is the username for their channel. She does baking, and it's called the Cupcake Project. And so you can look them both up online, but they both have big, like 500,000 size audiences on Instagram. They've built up these big followings. People are super engaged. They're doing these really cool projects. And when they post, people engage with them. They click, they follow the recipes, they watch the videos. They're just very deeply engaged audience. And what I love about this is that they're walking the walk. You know, there's a lot of people out there who are experts. They talk the talk, but they don't actually get their hands dirty. These two are actually, you know, building the audiences and showing that they have this skill set. And because of that, they have sponsors that seek them out and actually want to sponsor their channels. They pay for things. In fact, Steph and her family just came back from Florida a few weeks ago. That whole family trip was paid for by one of their sponsors. Like they're making, you know, their income, they're paying their bills with money that's coming through the sponsorships of their Instagram channels. Of course, they do blogging and other things too, but Instagram, they've got these, that's their main focus. So long story short, I started working with Scott and Steph couple of months ago, beginning of February, so just a little over 2 months, and we put in place a new curated newsletter for them called the Influencer Marketing Insider, because that's their space, influencer marketing. So working with social influencers, working with people who have big followings, and sponsors love this because they can work with these influencers to get their brand message out. And we know this works because more and more people are tuning out advertising, right? We go to the kitchen when the advertising comes on TV. We click off the ads if you're on YouTube, or you avoid them with spam filters. No one wants more advertising. But if you can have influencers talk about your product or your service, now all of a sudden you can get in front of the people who may be great prospects for you. So Influencer Marketing Insider is the name of their newsletter. And we started producing that at the beginning of February, sharing news, not only what's going on with Scott and Stephanie in their world, but also just general news about the industry, stuff that they're keeping up to speed on. And they have a small list of folks, 3,000 or 4,000 folks, who are interested in becoming influencers. And so they want to be informed on that information as well. So that's all cool. If you are interested in growing your Instagram, your influence on Instagram, shoot me a note in the comments and I'll connect you with Scott and Stephanie, because they're one of the things that they have started to do, a new program for them, is they're actually coaching others on the playbook that they use themselves. So if you go through their program, you can add 300 or more followers on Instagram every day. And so you just do this, you follow the playbook, you do this consistently. They've got a process that's worked out. And when you do this, and they have a training program where they work with folks, and you can get those same kind of results, build a following. Once you get over maybe 10,000 followers or so, now you can start getting in the realm where you can work with sponsors, and you can start to bring in money through those channels. If you already have a business, you're even further ahead because you can use that Instagram influence, that audience on Instagram, to feed your business with more prospects as well. So here's a story that I want to tell you, though, is that when I met them and talked in January about working together, they had just launched a new high ticket coaching program for this for their offer, the coaching how to grow your audience and influence on Instagram, and they weren't getting a great reception yet. In fact, they hadn't had any sales for that program. Now they had sales for some of their other programs and things that I had talked about, but for the high ticket coaching, people were a little bit resistant. So what we did with the newsletter, and we've talked about this in earlier podcasts, is that when you are building those deep, meaningful relationships, what people call the know, like, and trust, the analogy I like to use is banking. It's like banking trust with the people that you want to do business with. So every time you give something to them, you are making a deposit. So if you give them useful information, if you entertain them, if you make them laugh, if you educate them in some way, you're making deposits each time you do that. When you ask them to do something, when you ask, give them a call to action, you ask them to buy or sponsor or donate or whatever works in your industry, you're making a withdrawal from that account. So if you go out to folks and you try to make an immediate withdrawal, there's no balance. There's no positive balance there to draw upon. So what we did is we started in the beginning of February, we started making these regular deposits with the weekly curated newsletter. It was not email marketing the way most people do it. This is the big mistake that people don't realize. When they do email marketing, they're pushing out their salesy promotional messages. It's all about me, 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 buy my stuff. And people don't want that. They tune it out. It's just like more advertising. But when you're giving really useful information, people start to engage. So we did this. We ran it for about 7 weeks. And then with a slight shift in the offer of their high-ticket coaching program, just a couple of weeks ago, they were actually able to start closing their first students into that program. So it's really exciting. I actually wanted to share. This is a note. I'm going to read this because it came in on Messenger. This was a note that Stephanie sent me a week or two ago. She said, Tobin, we're thrilled beyond to close our first group this week. It is less than 2 months since we started our newsletter, but we've already hit five figures in revenue after getting zero high ticket sales the way we were doing it before. We're super excited to build the success stories with our new students over the next 6 weeks. We appreciate your help and we're stoked to see where this will continue to grow. And I am super excited too as well, because what's going to happen now is others are going to start to see more information. They're sharing, already sharing the success stories and milestones that the students are starting to benefit from in the coaching. That's going to draw other people in. And my prediction is that the next launch that they do for their coaching program is going to be probably 10x what they did on this first round. So super exciting news to share. I'm stoked for them because they've launched something really cool. And again, they walk the walk. That's, you don't find that a lot of times when you engage with other folks. There's so many experts out there that teach this or teach that, but they're not always doing that work themselves. These guys are, they're getting results, and I couldn't be more happy for them. I wanted to share, let's see, what else? Also on the next, so this was part two of five. We've got this five-part series going. In the next one, I'm going to answer questions like, what if I don't have a list? I don't even have a list yet. Or what if I don't even have a product and service to sell? Like I'm getting started, but I haven't figured out those, you know, what I'm actually selling. How can this list building and monetization process work for me? So we'll cover those in part three. That's coming up soon. Sometimes these posts come out in written form, and then we do the podcast as well. So you make sure you catch those on the channel on Facebook or through our podcast. And then lastly, as I like to finish up all the podcasts, I say the name of the podcast is Stop Your Marketing Now. Stop marketing now. Do this instead. Well, what is the this? It's to start a conversation. Build that know, like, and trust with the people you want to do business with. Stop trying to outspend the competition. And instead, outfriend them, build real relationships. And when you do that, you're going to own the attention of that audience. And that's the real asset. That is going to be the most valuable asset in your business or organization. Hope this was helpful for you. And again, make sure you check out our next post, part three of five in the series coming out in the next few days.